Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to yet another Doug Loves Movies, taped at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, right before Comedy Death Ray, the weekly Tuesday night show that is so popular, I'm able to steal that audience for my podcast, because they'd rather come in and sit down than stand outside on Franklin in the freezing cold California weather. There's a guy with the baggy shorts in the front row. I always appreciate that. It's like a nut festival the entire time I'm on stage. I love it. Couple things off the top. I'm on Twitter now, you guys. So if you want to hear things like if you want to read things like you know, who my guests are and stuff like that, and little inside information about the show, just follow me on Twitter, and don't be disappointed if I don't follow you back. I saw the movie Taken over the weekend, and I'm here to warn you that if you don't see that movie, it will find you and it will kill you. I got to interview some NFL players for VH1 for a segment that ended up being like 20 seconds long on the Pepsi Smash Super Bowl bash, and I was really disappointed because I was at this big media day event with all the players from the two teams in the Super Bowl, and I asked some really obnoxious questions in front of a lot of professional reporters. And if I was talking to the Cardinals, I wore a Steelers jersey and vice versa. And nobody seemed to mind, really. They were just kind of whatever. But these are my two favorite questions I asked people that were about to play in the Super Bowl. This was in Tampa, of course. I said, if you lose, are you going to go to Disney World anyway? Because it's like right over there, and I pointed. And then my other favorite question that I could not get anyone to answer, honestly, was which is better, Sex in the City, the movie, or Mamma Mia? They're all like, I didn't see, I don't know what you're talking about. We get all serious and mad. And all right, let's bring out our guests. And I'm very excited about this epi of I Love Movies. I got a great Leonard Maltin game all fired up and prepared and ready to go. But first, let's bring these two people out and talk movies a little bit. This first lady, you might recognize here in Los Angeles and broadcast throughout the country, and you can hear it online as well. She is the news person on the Adam Carolla radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Teresa Strasser is here. One of my favorite people. Come on over and have a seat, Teresa.
Thank you. I hope it's a good epi. It's going to be a good epi, I think. You won't have to... Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Thanks.
She took the microphone out like a professional. I've been sitting there leaning into it like a weirdo. And the other guest this evening, it's a very exciting time. I remember, like, years ago, he and I would be out on the road together. I remember one time we were in Northern California, and during the day we took his car and we went and saw New Jack City. And... and now I am proud to say that he is the author of a book that has been turned into a movie, and we'll talk to him about it. And it's coming out this Friday. Podcast might appear later, but you'll still probably know the movie I'm talking about. From the co-writer of the book, he's just not that into you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Greg Barrett. It's here. GB. Come on out. Oh, he brought a magazine
He's
to read in case
o.
it gets boring.
He's reading O magazine.
No, I bought O. I read O.
Who's on the cover this month?
it's a white dude. It's a really weird month.
Okay.
I bought a Q.
That is weird.
Yeah,
why isn't she on the cover
o,
anymore?
But did you guys
it's
know
Q.
a magazine
Oh, it's
Q?
Q.
What is Q?
It's Q.
Is this... Well, who's this guy? Is that Q?
That's the guy from the...
I was so impressed backstage. He was reading, and I thought he really does understand women. He's reading O.
Is this Bond's new gadget guy? Q?
It's Q, yeah.
Oprah has changed her name to Queen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's about time. I've been waiting. Well, that's cool. So you carry around a Q magazine?
No, I bought it down the street, and it's $9. I was like, I don't want to leave
$9.25,
it. That's a lot to read about bands I don't even like.
Don't leave it. Just hang
Do you like
on
the guy
it.
From the Killers? I like his jacket.
Well, he asks the important questions, like, are we human or are we dancing?
That's it, yeah. But that's...
Did they ever
and what
it
is
out?
The answer? Have you
there's
figured it
no
out?
No answer, but
I
it rhymes with dancer. So I think that's why.
I don't want to be dancer.
I know, because you can't separate the dancer from the dance.
I don't even know what
it's hard to
I
do.
Don't know
what's
it
happening.
Either.
I was going to say something about Blitzen, but we went in a whole different direction. Those are reindeer. They're reindeer. From Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck
from
you.
Christmas.
You know,
that's
from
great.
Christmas. From the fucking holiday.
From the Christmas thing.
I'm a Jew and I know Blitzen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Now, first of all, Greg, I had an epiphany today because I think that the porn version of he's just not that into you should just be he's in you. He's just in you. And then for Teresa, in case they decide to go ethnic with it, he's just not that into Jews. Would be a way to go.
It.
Yeah.
So wait, how does that one go? So they're naked, and then he asks if she's a Jew.
Yeah.
And then she says, "I am." And then he goes, "Fuck this bullshit." And he just walks off with his heart on.
And then
he's ready. He's ready, and he just goes, "I'm not."
Call or whatever.
No, it's a very specific genre.
Oh, dude.
But seriously,
trust me,
can we talk about?
It.
I know you didn't write that line. I could. It screams not a line it's, written by Greg.
It's,
you know what? Wordplay is fine with me.
Yeah, but MySpace is the new booty call. It drives me crazy every time I see the trailer because that doesn't even make sense.
How
can it be? That's like MySpace is the new appliance.
I thought
what?
That's one of those things that you know people just don't question. Like people go, that seems amusing. It does it. It isn't. And then you sit there through the next scene and go, how is it? Wait, a booty call is when you go to someone's house and fuck them in the morning.
Right.
So if I ask you to be
is?
My friend, isn't it?
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe if you'd have known what a booty call was,
right. This
thing wouldn't have gotten so messed up. You guys played the telephone game. It's morning sex. Oh, it is?
Not morning, but early morning.
I masturbate
like
to MySpace in the morning.
Mine were mornings. Mine were early mornings.
Yeah, no.
I like
the
cocaine.
But it's still, it's the call, booty call is the call to try to get the hookup late at night or... In the a.m.
Yeah,
as you like
just,
to do
it's not just the well, it usually is the a.m. right because
right,
it's
already
after
it's after or so last
it's
call
right. But doesn't it? But it's not a booty call if it doesn't happen. So if it's just a call, that's not a booty call.
Oh, I see. Is the phone call the booty call?
No,
or
the
is
booty
the
call is
beat?
When you do the. Otherwise, it's just a fucking drunk phone call. It's
yeah,
a drunk,
right.
It's a drunk
so that's
dial.
What I guess people do that with MySpace. They drunkenly say, "Hey, I'd like to come over," but chances are the person's not going to see
but
it
that's
till the next day.
But that's. That's not even what that joke's about. Like, that joke just doesn't... It just happens, and it's almost like a joke written for a trailer where you go, well, just say that, and then we'll cut, and then The Cure will play.
guy.
The gay Asian dude could say anything. And
we don't want to not laugh at it because we don't want to feel like racists.
Yeah, or homophobic
racists.
Yeah. If you don't laugh, you're a homophobic racist.
It's a new booty call, and then you're like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love you, Asian guy that's gay. Also, I love all.
Love it all. So what about?
You didn't.
How do you feel about the way the movie's being promoted in general? Does it?
Yeah, I'm happy about it because I think it's going to be popular.
And by the way, I asked Greg, what actor really was the voice of Greg Barrett in the movie?
Jennifer Connelly.
That's what he said.
Jennifer Connelly.
She speaks for you. Her character is your attitude.
She's the only one. Everyone in the movie is in a Ken Kwapis film. That's the guy that directed it. And then she's sort of still in an Ang Lee movie. Like somehow her thing is dark and funny. It's fun. It's good.
She did that in The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah.
She's in that movie. It's very serious. She was the funny character.
Is that right?
I didn't see it. But
obviously no one else has either.
I write my reviews and people always go, was it really that bad? And I go, did I really see it? No. Now, is there any chance for a Marley resuscitation in He's Just Not That Into You? Does Jennifer Aniston have a dog?
I didn't see it. No, she does. No, yeah, she does have a dog. In fact.
So there you go. It's like a reincarnation situation.
She comes down. I have what I call a cameo, but it's a cam. It's like less than a cameo. Mm. It's a reaction shot. And never was there... It is. And never was there a more unwarranted reaction shot. There's no need for it in the movie. It doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. And I can't act. And we did 15 takes of Jennifer Aniston comes down the aisle. She's a guest at a wedding where she, unfortunately, when they come down, with the bridesmaid and the best, groomsman. Her groomsman is a dog.
Oh, yeah, she's walking a dog.
Oh, and it's not Marley.
Hang on.
He's dead.
It's unexpected.
It's unexpected. You don't expect it to be a dog. It's great. So, the dog comes down.
Because that was in the book, right? That was your advice. If you're going to get married, make sure there's a dog.
Bring a dog. So she comes down the aisle with the dog. Anyway, I'm supposed to be surprised because I'm the officiant. I'm the priest.
Oh.
And so I'm supposed to be surprised. So they go, okay. So, but she's not there. It's a tracking shot. So go and they push in and they go action. And so I go, well, that's a good take. And he goes, and there's a whole fucking ton of people there because it's a wedding thing. So there's guests and there's groomsmen and there's a whole fucking ton of people watching me not be able to be surprised 15 times in a row. And the director patiently going, okay, so Greg, so you're surprised. And I'm like, okay. And then it starts to get into this territory where I'm like I'm making, the fuck is that? Are you on fire? It's just a dog. So anyway.
Okay,
I had a Christian Bale type.
You had a meltdown?
Dude, put the fucking light there, asshole. And then for 5.5 minutes, I rip an extra to pieces.
Don't look at me.
I was going to say, there's a story about Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman where, who's the director? Sidney Poitier? No, not Sidney Poitier. Sidney Pollack.
Yes, Sidney Poitier. The great Sidney Poitier.
That's an easy mistake.
Anyone can make that mistake.
Right.
He wanted her to have a genuine look of surprise, so he had Richard Gere snap the necklace box in her hand.
Sidney Pollack didn't direct it either. It was, Gary Marshall.
Thank you. Gary Marshall.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Eventually, I was going to come up.
Yeah,
with
you were naming men who
Sidney
directed
Poitier.
Some movies.
In the case of Poitier,
so
maybe not even was in a movie.
He directed a couple.
Mm-hmm.
He directed
Richard Benjamin.
One about dancing.
The point is, Gary Marshall snapped the jewelry box on Julia Roberts' hand, and she didn't know that was going to happen.
And
so
she
when
did
she
that
shrieks,
big laugh, yes, and that thing that made her.
So
whole
they
career.
Should have done something to actually surprise you, because that made Julia Roberts' whole career.
Well, they should have done something like threw some dog shit at you or something.
Oh,
and got a genuine reaction.
Yeah,
you'd be like, "Oh man!" First a dog
horrible.
Shows up, and then he
shit on my
his shit is
hurls
being
his own,
around.
He like a monkey hurls his own feces at me and then jerks off. Different movie, not funny.
But so, is the movie a true ensemble in that they're all divided up somewhat equally, or is it like the trailer where Jennifer Goodwin seems to be like the main character?
She's in it more, but yeah, it's pretty well divided up, yeah. You know.
So like, why aren't they just running with, Aniston just had a huge hit, why aren't they running with, you know, why aren't they pushing her in the, to the forefront, because that would be false
she's
advertising?
She's barely
in it.
She's not, I don't think anybody worked more than 4 days.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's really like, there's a lot happening, but it's, you know, it was a very, like they did it. They did it very inexpensively. It was like
did you meet Jennifer Aniston during your scene?
I did not. I did not meet her during my scene. I had the opportunity to, but I didn't want to be like. They're like, you can go say hi. I'm like, I'm not gonna. Hey,
I wrote a book.
I don't. Yeah.
Now you're here.
You don't.
You don't. I made this happen with my mind.
In show business, you don't reach up. You know, you let them reach down. You don't go, hey, hi from books. Who gives a shit?
She might have already.
I'm with John. I'm sorry.
John
I have
Mayer.
All kinds of John
that.
Mayer thoughts
John Mayer.
In my head right now.
I don't
now.
Know Harry Marshall, but I know that.
You knew John.
But
I did ask her if her body was a Wonderland, and then I took a Stevie Ray Vaughan solo for no apparent reason. Why should he play like Stevie Ray Vaughan when he doesn't do Stevie Ray Vaughan
songs? I don't know,
but
you're the one that reads Q magazine.
I do, and in this month's Q, the fucking secret to the Killers.
Well, I invited the two of you. I mean, I would want you at any time to be on the show, but I thought this would be a good pairing so that we can, you know, sit down and just talk like girls about...
Thank you.
Because Greg's always been in touch with his girly side. Mm-hmm. And
is this going to get demeaning?
No. I just want to ask about chick flicks in general, because there are some good ones out there. I was trying to think about it today.
Pretty Woman.
Didn't come up with any. That's all right, especially the Jason Alexander parts.
I like the Sidney Poitier director's cut.
The Jason Alexander stuff at the end. The rapey stuff.
Yeah, where he gets really
hilarious.
Rapey.
He does get
when,
rapey.
When chick flicks go
so
rapey.
Much fun.
When chick flicks go rapey, they...
No. Don't go rapey on a prostitute. They've had it with that bullshit.
Yeah,
They have had it. She got into the situation with Richard Gere to get away from the rapiness.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it went a little rapey there at the end.
She wanted full-blown, middle-aged, gray-haired, nice, rich fellow. But I didn't know where that was going. And it still hasn't gotten
there. When I hear full-blown, it never is in a good direction.
Right. I like to use full-blown anytime the next word isn't AIDS.
I know. That's nice. Yeah.
Because
thank you.
It always takes people off guard. That's what they should have done shooting the wedding scene. They should have yelled at you, full-blown not AIDS. You'd be like, what?
That's not how it works.
That was a full-blown
and
take.
Good.
That's so you like Pretty Woman? That's your number one chick flick?
I would I like The Notebook. Anybody? Yeah, it's romantic.
Yeah, I thought it was good. That guy, what's his name, Ryan?
Ryan
Gosling.
Yeah,
Gosling
I was
going to
guess Seacrest.
I wish Ryan you had. I'd feel
Seacrest.
Better about this.
Seacrest was good in The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling is
Seacrest was good.
Has Ryan Gosling given a bad performance in a motion picture?
He was great in Half Nelson.
I don't believe so.
Or like
was,
the one where
or
he
was he bad on the Mickey Mouse Club?
What about the thing where he dates the doll? Is that are we? Are
I like
we
that.
Oh,
I like
right.
Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars and the Real Girl. Yeah,
is it?
It was a weird ass movie, but
good
I liked
movie.
It okay.
Good, not a good
I didn't
movie.
See it. I heard it was kind of.
Do you know what I'm talking about? What's it called? The Real Girl.
He's really good in it. Lars and the Real Girl.
Yay to the Real Girl. Yay. No to the Real Girl. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
I think the nose didn't even see it. I think if you think it's a lame premise,
you just don't go.
Yeah.
And if you're in, you're in. But he was really good. Like, he really makes you think he's in love with that stupid doll.
Yeah.
Or Rachel McAdams, you know, in The Notebook.
Yeah, or Rachel McAdams.
Yeah,
why
you
are
you
in love
it.
With that cow? That miserable piece of shit. But, No, I like her a lot too. I haven't seen her give a bad performance. Yeah, so that's your pick. And Greg, do you have one
a favorite chick flick
besides?
I like Shakespeare. I think Shakespeare and Love is a pretty good movie. Shakespeare and Love.
Yeah, do you really think good. It should have beat Saving Private Ryan for Best Picture? Because that Entertainment Weekly went back and had people revote
Saving Private
and
Ryan.
It didn't win again. It didn't stand up the way Saving Private Ryan did. Although I only like Saving Private Ryan.
Until they go back to the grave.
I have to not watch the beginning scenes and the end scenes. I don't like anything where people have old age makeup on.
Yeah.
And they're trying to bookend what's happened. It's like, fuck you. Just tell the story and we don't need the scene in the cemetery.
The coda. I don't like the coda. Yeah, yeah, I would still go with it. I like that one.
I remember liking it.
It's doomed.
It a great
They're
deal.
Doomed. It's doomed. It's a doomed relationship. And whenever there's a doomed relationship, it brings that heightened reality to a romantic movie. They're not going to make
it. I like it.
They didn't make it in Romeo and Juliet. That's why people love it. They're going to fucking die. And you know that from the get-go because somebody whispered in your ear and they're young and there's going to be a stabbing and they're going to fucking fall in love. That is what... That's all young people want to do.
All through Revolutionary
fall
Road.
Fall in love, get fucked up and drop dead.
You know, then, Revolutionary Road, how they don't, keep talking about how they're going to move to France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, don't take a boat. Make sure you fly over.
By the way, I just got married, and don't see Revolutionary Road within 1 year of getting married.
How about within any year of being alive? It's the most depressing.
It's horrifically depressing.
It's more depressing. There's like 17 Holocaust movies this year, and Revolutionary Road is more depressing.
Oh, more depressing.
There are more laughs in the reader.
Right. No, yeah.
What you're saying is that marriage is a worse fate than the Holocaust.
Your soul
the suburbs and a terrible job. I mean, there's a lot of factors in it. It's not just
like his job.
Also, kids you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, and then one you try to abort.
But didn't he like his job? I think he liked his job.
I think he
secretly liked.
He gets a promotion.
Yeah,
he gets with
approval.
That girl that worked in the secretary pool.
She had really good 50s boobs.
She did. Yeah, right? Like the girl
on
Mad Men.
Kind with like the
Who I mean on Mad Men?
Bigger nipple. It's what's in right now. Sorry, small nipple girls. And don't take that wrong. It's just saying the droopier.
He said bigger nipple.
You curse a lot, Greg.
I wasn't expecting
this from you. You seem so wholesome on your book cover.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. There's three fans in the audience. And basically the idea is, I'll just tell you quickly, is I will tell you the year. These are all going to be chick flicks because that's the theme tonight. And I'll tell you the year and how many names you have to choose from and a little clue. And then we'll start with Greg. You say how many names you think you can get it in, and you'll bid back and forth until somebody says, name that movie. This movie has 12 names associated with it. And we're going to start from the most obscure. And it was released in 1991. And here's the clue. Leonard Maltin thinks it has too many endings.
Wow.
That's what his opinion is in this review.
Okay.
Greg, how many names do you think you can name it in?
It has too many endings.
Too many endings from 1991, and you got 12 names. You can just start at 12 names if you want to play that way. Bad way to play.
I'll go with 9.
All right. Greg thinks he can get it in 9 names. So, Teresa, you can say, name that movie, and that's a good way to win sometimes.
Yeah, no, that can be.
Or you
but
can
in
say
this case,
8 names and hope he underbids you.
I think 8 names.
All right, she says 8 names.
Name that movie.
Oh.
How about it?
You play dirty.
I do. I don't give a
shit. Let me count these out. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right.
Okay, too many endings.
Name number 8 is Gaylard Sartain.
I love his or her work.
He's a dude. He's a fat guy who was in the cast of like Sonny and Cher and the Hudson Brothers.
Okay.
Which is not a good clue. Stan Shaw.
Mm.
A black gentleman who often plays boxers.
Okay.
Chris O'Donnell, you know him.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Grace Zabriskie. Now, Greg, don't yell it out if you know it, because this is hers to play.
Yeah.
No, I know.
This,
I just like going, hang on.
Chris O'Donnell. That's the only name I know.
Grace Zabriskie.
Okay.
She was in Twin Peaks. Lois Smith.
This is a bad movie.
Gary Basaraba, who was in Dark Knight. He's the cop that beats up the Joker. Spoiler alert. How many names have I said? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, you get 2 more names.
Oh, gosh. I hope I...
Cicely Tyson.
Ooh, I know her.
We're getting towards some real ones now.
Okay.
And then Mary Louise Parker.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Mary Louise Parker.
Some what people in the audience know it.
I want to know what chicks went to this flick.
I know. And we don't know if this is a drama or comedy.
No, you don't. You just know it has too many endings. It's from 1991.
Too many endings.
And you can only stall for a little bit longer.
Okay. Chris O'Donnell. I think I might.
Give the point to Greg.
Okay. I might have to cede this point, Greg.
Do you have an idea, Greg? I mean, you don't have to name it to win the point.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
I'll have to give you the rest of the names, and you will yell it out with all your might.
Okay.
Mary Stuart Masterson, Fried Jessica Green Tandy,
oh!
Kathy Bates. See how this game works? When you get towards the top,
Greg,
then it's a giveaway.
That was good.
That was good. See, you did good.
By the way, can I say about that movie? That was the first time I saw my dad cry. We got in the car, and then he just had a complete meltdown.
About was it because you had a hard time
getting a parking space?
Because he realized he'd just gone to see Fried Green Tomato.
Yeah.
No, like he was examining his life.
Too many
wondering
endings.
What had happened.
To your point, how dare Leonard Maltin? To your point, I am from San Francisco, so it probably was the parking space.
Oh, okay.
But no, he, for some reason, just had a meltdown. And then the next time he cried was at the aforementioned Marley and Me. Because, you know, he's got a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if a dog died in Fried Green Tomatoes, maybe I would have cried at that. But it's just
I think
women.
A person dies.
Yeah, somebody dies. I forget who, though.
Those are big
it's
movies.
It's been a while. I just remember Kathy Bates, like, trying to get a parking spot. All right. and not getting one because she's not sexy enough.
Oh, right.
And then she hobbles some dude.
Is that the one? I've got insurance. Yeah.
Okay, this is you're gonna go first on this one, Teresa. There's nine names. It's from 1988. It would be all tied up if you managed to get this one. It's
okay.
Again, it's a chick flick, and the clue is
what was the year?
88.
Got it.
I think that you could get it in if either one of you gets the opportunity. I think it's pretty gettable in just two names. That's the clue. There's two.
What does Leonard Maltin have to say about this movie?
I'm not going to tell you that. That wouldn't be. That's too much.
Okay.
But
I thought I understood this game. Now
it's not always what Leonard Maltin thinks. It's just a different kind of clue. But I'm telling you that there's. Okay. So I think somebody will get it in two names. So start. And by two names, I mean the last two. I think the second to last name will give it away.
I see.
How's that for a clue?
Okay. So now what am I supposed to say? I can guess this in a certain number of names?
Nine names or less.
42.
42 names.
Sorry, nine names. I know I'm not good at this
game,
so I'm going with the maximum.
And you're saying I can get it by the time you've mentioned two of the names.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to just name it then. No,
You'll say eight? Or do you want to? Yeah, okay.
Eight.
Or you can jump all the way to two names if you want. If you're... Trust my clue.
Let's fucking do it. Who
all right,
cares?
He says two names.
What do we get?
He says two names.
But so
now,
the last thing you want to say is one.
Don't say one.
Don't
name.
Say one. What do I have to lose? Because he's definitely going to get it in two.
I might not get it.
He might not get it. If he doesn't get it, you win the prize.
He's going to get it. He got Fried Green Tomatoes. That was hard.
He did, but
well, no. Mary Stuart Masterson has made two movies.
I know, but I can't conjure either one of them.
That she made that Benny and June, and what else?
What was the other one?
Oh, the thing
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
I love that movie,
which is referenced in "He's Just Not That Into You." The movie. Go see it. Don't fucking look you down your nose at me. How dare you? How dare you?
That's
the
when
book sales go
sorry,
off. It's
I'm
all
trying
good.
To
Some Kind
look
of Wonderful
surprised.
Is when John Hughes had gone off the rails in character names. Craig Sheffer plays Hardy Jens.
Hardy
like,
Jens?
What the
yeah,
fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Hardy Jens.
Yeah.
And he always had a sport
coat. That was
coat
as
on.
Good as he ever was.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try one name.
No, you're not going to be able to do it.
Do it. I love it. That
you don't understand.
No, the podcast.
What I'm trying to tell you, the one podcast. Name is Marcy Leeds.
What year did you say? 1988?
But Greg's going to do it in two. Because here's the other name. Mayim Bialik.
I know who that is.
Right?
I do know who that is.
Right? It's a giveaway name.
I know this movie.
So you don't get a guess.
I know that. That's the Blossom, right?
Yeah, that's the Blossom.
Come on.
Is it? I don't know.
All right.
Can I say?
I don't know. Yes, you can say.
Beaches.
Yay. See, I knew that was a giveaway name.
I'm glad I don't know that, man. I'm glad I don't know that.
Spalding Gray was in Beaches.
He was?
Yeah, and he swam out and died.
He took a walk, he never came back.
No.
He took a walk, he never came back.
John Hurd, Barbara Hershey, Bette Midler. All right, so it's all tied up. We got to do a tiebreaker, and then it's the end of the show. Don't forget to go to lookatmeshirts.com.
What can we buy there, Doug?
My shirt. And lots of other shirts.
Way to sell it.
Yeah. And footy pajamas. You can get footy pajamas there.
Right.
Adult sizes. Okay. There's 13 names here. And this one, where'd it go? It's around here somewhere. And it's 1989. It's chick flick, of course. And Len Maltin says, it's no terms of endearment. And I concur. All right. 13 names. Greg, you go first on this one. How many names do you think you can do it in?
12.
Okay.
11.
Greg, you've been challenged. She says 11.
10. Don't put your hand down. Don't. 10. You're not playing.
Don't try to help.
Don't shame me.
You said 10?
Yeah.
10?
9?
9, okay.
Name it.
Name it. All right, you got 9 names.
Okay, 89, and it's no terms of endearment.
Nope, it is not. Jeanine Turner, Ann Wedgeworth, Bill McCutcheon, Kevin J. O'Connor, Dylan McDermott, Sam Shepard. That's 7.
Need 2 more.
Jeanine Turner and Sam Shepard.
These are going to give it away, I think.
Is this a movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
And people went
to it.
This
is a motion picture.
This is a and people went to it.
It was directed either by Sidney Poitier or Gary Marshall or a
Pollack.
Third person.
Okay.
Tom Skerritt? Does that help you?
No.
I'll give you
is there
it's
a
not
mouse?
Alien.
Is there a horse in it?
Julia Roberts.
Wait,
is named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Runaway Bride.
Six
oh,
names
wait.
In. You're still
Hold
you're not
on.
In it, and she was the lead in that.
Could it
I mean,
be?
It wasn't
Julia Robertson. Could it be? It's not Mystic Pizza.
You can't ask what it's not.
Okay, it has Julia Roberts. It's from 89.
It's not the new one coming out with Clive Owen.
Is it? I know. I thought I was going to get away with the up
Julia and... Roberts, Tom Skerritt.
Right.
The International. I'm not even guessing. That comes out next week.
I thought I knew her canon.
Yeah, you
but
should.
But I must have missed this
you
one.
You should know this.
It's No Terms of Dear. That means, the one where she's dying and it's not Steel Magnolias.
Get the juice for Shelby. That's it. It's Steel Magnolias.
Wait.
Get Shelby the juice.
Get Shelby
is.
The juice.
Yeah Olympia
okay.
Dukakis, Daryl Hannah,
there.
Shirley MacLaine.
I don't think I can
Cheryl's
count that
sister.
As a victory.
Dolly Parton and Sally Fields. Close enough to a victory because the show's over. Greg Barron, go see He's Just Not That Into You. Teresa Strasser from the Adam Carolla radio show, adamcarolla.com, if you're not in a city that plays it on the radio. I'm Doug Benson, and as always, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.